Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome to The Fringe of It.
You just took my line.
Episode number 37.
Welcome back.
A slick start to the new year.
I mean, it's literally February.
Oh my God. Okay, well, a belated start to the new year from us. We have taken a bit of a prolonged break.
Yeah, we weren't planning on taking such a break. We were planning on recording 2 weeks ago, but the January blues just took hold and I didn't want to talk to anybody.
Let alone me.
Yeah, I felt bad because January, you know, you need as much to get you through it as possible, but I felt I didn't have anything I could contribute.
I think I went the other way, but I feel like as soon as it hit February, I feel a little bit more together.
Yeah, but colder.
Colder, but more together.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
Believe it or not, actually, judging from the start of this podcast, like, I am more together.
The only reason we're laughing so hard is because we've just found a button on the recording system that whacks the volume up by 50%, and basically it's taken us a year to find it.
So for everyone that commented on iTunes saying that sound is squiffy, don't worry, we got your back. We realised it's not that hard.
Well, the sound still could be squiffy, but you know, I feel like
we are less accountable for it now.
Yeah, we found the volume button. We've literally done everything that we can.
And it's all thanks to our wonderful, well, producer today, Carrie.
Hello.
We have a third wheel, which I'm very pleased about. We're in Covent Garden. I've got a swanky pad for the night.
Oh my God, I've never stayed anywhere like it. It's like Carrie Bradshaw pad.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a nice flat, but it's the location. I mean, how central are we?
It's literally next door. I mean, it's on Henrietta Street, so it's right by the market. And like, as central as it gets, really.
And I just opened Deliveroo, and I can't believe the choice. Didn't you Google the dessert places? Or Google on... Can you Google on Deliveroo?
But searched.
And you got 85 dessert places.
And the co-op deliver. The co-op. So you could get, like, Pringles delivered.
Well, I'm out of milk. We have no milk in this wonderful apartment, so I'm this close to getting co-op milk delivery, but...
I feel like we want to utilise everything. Like, we want main, dessert, afters, like, a cheese board.
We can get that.
I mean...
I'm excited. But how have you been anyway, apart from the January... can't even talk the January mess.
The January mess. Yeah, do you know what? I've been good. Busy January.
You've been all over the place.
It's been quite a bit, like, fair bit of travel, which has been really lovely, but also quite exhausting. Quite a powerful way to start the year jetting off. I feel very lucky to do it. I went to Verbier.
Where is that?
It's in Switzerland.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I didn't even want to sound stupid and say, where is that?
Yeah, I know, but you know, I didn't know. I thought it was in France for a while.
Yeah, I mean, you said it. That is a classic Charlotte line, and I'm glad that you said it.
You're welcome. But yeah, it was really lovely. I went with Carrie, the producer.
Hello, that's me again.
Oh, it was beautiful. We stayed in this gorgeous, gorgeous hotel, which was super like Wes Anderson-y, super like Grand Budapest. And it was just such a treat. I went skiing.
Yeah, which, tell me all.
Not my thing, actually. Not my expertise.
Is that your first time on the slopes, as they say?
It was my second time, but I don't think... I mean, second time, as in the first time I was, like, on the baby bit. And second time I was on the baby bit as well.
I do want to go skiing because the après-ski, as I think I've said before, looks incredible. Melted cheese, what's not to like. I even saw, and I think Megan Ellaby went skiing, and she was having a bit of a party in her ski suit, like a disco. And I was like, well, that looks fun.
That does not look like my experience.
But what do you have? What happens when you've got skis on your feet for the first time?
It's weird. I mean, Carrie, I'm going to bring Carrie into this because it was Carrie's first time on the slopes as well.
It was indeed.
How did you find it?
Do you know what? I thought it would be scarier than it was.
Yeah,
because the idea of just kind of sliding down a mountain, I don't know, it doesn't call to me, but yeah, it wasn't as bad as I thought.
Did you get going at any point? Because I saw a lot of like sidestepping on Instagram. Like,
yeah, do you know what? It was mainly that.
So. Yeah, I would say get going would be a very kind way of expressing what happened. We did go sledding though. We went out for dinner one evening and we were right at the top of this mountain and they were like, we're actually sledding back. And the horror, like all through dinner, in the dark, all I could think of was like, oh my God, how am I getting home? Like, I didn't want to overindulge in case, like, if I needed the loo on the way down. Like, you can't just pull over.
Yeah, how long was the sledding ride?
20 minutes.
Oh, wow. That's not just, like, get down to the bottom quickly, like a slide.
No, that's, like, a real commitment. So, yeah, that happened in January. Also went to LA, which was...
Yeah, much, much more of our streets,
yeah,
I think.
Which was lovely. And then also, I think it's worth mentioning, we went for a fancy pedicure.
Oh, we did,
which
didn't we?
I was like, I feel like we should share because it was probably the fanciest thing.
Was that the first Sunday of January?
Yeah, maybe the 9th.
Yeah. Specifically, dear diary. But I think I planned too many nice things too early in January because I was like, the January blues aren't going to get me.
Too soon.
And yeah, and quite frankly, it was downhill after that because you went to Columbia Road, which I haven't been to for so long. And it was great. Went to Lily Vanilli's, ate a lot of pastry, a lot of cake, had a great time. And then we went to the Ned.
Oh.
And we were probably the last people on Instagram to go to the Ned,
I think. It's really nice.
It was worth the wait.
Understatement of the year.
Yeah.
It was really nice.
It was, I Googled it. It was the headquarters of the Midland Bank built in the 1920s.
Wow.
And then it's been refurbished. And what has it got? 7 different restaurants.
Oh, it feels like you're in like Vegas or somewhere where you're walking. So there's just like an abundance of things going on and you're like blinking like, this is amazing. And on Sundays, I don't think it's just Sundays actually, they have music, like a live band, and it felt like we were in Mrs. Maisel,
we'll get on to TV in a second. How am I? I'm fine. What have I been up to? I've been to Bath, that was lovely. Let's move on to Teletalk.
It's just like, I cannot wait to talk about TV. I thought that was very indulgent, what has Liv been up to this month?
No, it's fine. Next weekend, whenever we meet, hopefully I'll have done some interesting things.
Okay, you're like, hopefully it'll be less about you.
TV has pretty much been getting me through this cold weather. Because it's got to that time of year now. Christmas is great. But then when Christmas is over, I feel like it gets really cold. And leaving the house, you're like, should I really?
It was the first time I'd had a period of time that I had nothing in the diary. That I was like, I can watch a series. I can watch things that people talk, like you talk, people talk about.
Mrs. Maisel. I can't believe it's taken you this long to watch The Marvellous Mrs. Maisel. I was so excited when I saw you were going in.
Oh, do you know, I love it.
Have you watched both series now?
I've got about 3 episodes left.
I knew you wouldn't have finished it.
I know, but you know, it's so funny because so many people I've spoken to have been like, the font has put them off.
Yeah, the font is terrible, actually. On the preview thing, the font's terrible.
It really does not do it justice, which is such a shame.
Isn't it Cerise? I think that's the problem.
Yeah, I don't even know if it's... I think it's a lot of things.
When was the last time Cerise was in fashion? I think it's like Cerise with a purple trim.
Oh, yeah. Curious.
Yeah.
But I love it. Even the soundtrack I've been listening to, lots of Peggy Lee recently. Oh,
it's so good. And... Oh, actually, no, I was going to ask you where you stand on something, but I can't because you've not watched all the episodes.
Right, so, interesting. Okay.
Until next time.
Until which I will definitely have finished, but I feel like we've both got so much TV to get through that we can definitely glaze over that.
I have literally, at home, got an imprint of my bum on the sofa.
I thought you were going to hold your hands up there and go, I'm literally shaking with excitement.
No, I was doing a little kind of outline of the curve of my bum, and it's imprinted on the sofa. It's been really bad. It's the binge watching has been...
Do you want to go first? Cinnamon?
Well, should we just kind of do tennis?
Okay.
So TV I'll start. Tennis. I finished Brooklyn Nine-Nine. It was incredible. I had such withdrawal symptoms from it. But luckily, I found Sex Education on Netflix, which initially, again, I was put off about because I thought, in my mind, it was like an American Pie, like American university. And I just thought I was too old for that. I was like, I've seen American Pie. Probably if I watched it now, it's horrendously homophobic and just awful. But anyway, it's not like that at all. It's set in the UK and it's set in like a weird time, like you don't really know when it's set. They have mobile phones, but there's not much else to kind of like tell you what the time is, but I did find out actually, because it's set in this amazing like big old building, and it's set in Newport, Wales, and the scenery is incredible. So you're kind of
I'm nodding along because I just finished watching Sex Education, and it was really good. Really loved it.
Were you surprised? Did you think it was going to be that good?
I didn't really have any preconceptions other than seeing lots of people talking about it on Twitter.
Do hype TV shows put you off? Because if it's
a little bit.
Yeah, that's why I didn't want to watch it.
Yeah.
And then I watched it and was like, oh, you do this to yourself every time. Cut your nose off to spite your face.
I always do that. That's why I've not watched like Game of Thrones or many things.
Many, many things.
Game of Thrones or everything else.
It was really good. And I really liked the characters as well. Eric was my personal favourite.
Do you know who I love? Gillian Anderson.
Oh my god, it took me like 3 episodes to realise it was Gillian Anderson.
I'm obsessed with Gillian Anderson.
I can't believe it took
me that long. Will I like this?
Yeah, it's not too hard going. And it's not as cringy as you think it's going to be either, because I just thought it was going to be like loads of awkward, I mean, there's awkward sex in it, but it's not like, that's not the main focus.
Still wouldn't watch it with my parents, but I think...
Oh no, do not watch it with your parents. It's...
Okay, you say that like my parents are going to come around and watch it.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, no, Jane, that's like, that could definitely happen.
Yeah, no, I feel like that could happen. Because I nearly suggested it to my mum, and then I remembered the first episode, and I was like, no. Oh, that's what I was going to say. Gillian Anderson's house is incredible. She has William Morris wallpaper, there's vintage Urquhart furniture, and then she's got nice rattan. I was just very much
but
into
that
the interiors.
Part of the styling of the whole thing is just like, it's an homage to those films that we all loved from the 80s and the 90s. It's just kind of a big amalgamation of all of that.
Yeah, it was so good. And it left it wide open for series 2 as well, because I did kind of want whatever happens at the end that I will try and be vague about. I wanted it to be all wrapped up in a bow, but it definitely leaves it wide open for series 2. And
which is good. I'm excited for that.
Yeah, I'd be happy if it was out tomorrow, to be honest. That would really sort me out. Definitely watch it, Liv. I think you'd really like it. You'll report back.
Okay, that's good. Okay, we'll watch that then. I feel like I'm actually quite motivated with things like Netflix at the moment. I'm so behind on everything.
What else have you been watching on Netflix?
I've watched 9 things.
Oh, nine things!
Not just Netflix. Okay, I'm going to have to go through these quite quickly, because I feel like there's some weeks on the podcast I don't watch anything, and I'm like, oh, First Dates is on again. Whereas this week, I'm like, how much can I fit into a very small section?
Side note, First Dates is back.
On Thursday, yeah.
Thursday the 14th.
Yeah.
Hit me with your Netflix shows.
First thing I watched was the Fire Festival documentary.
Oh, I couldn't watch it. Why? No, the anxiety from watching the trailer was too much.
It was a shocker. Like, I remember seeing things on Twitter and thinking, well, that's quite bad. Not like this. I was in awe, like in shocked awe, not impressed awe, but just like how people can have that bravado to just pull, like not pull off something like that, but have the gusto to almost prevail with something that bad is speechless. I'm never speechless, obviously.
There are some real jaw-dropping moments.
Have you seen it?
I have.
Yeah, it's no, I couldn't watch it.
The Netflix one, not the Hulu one.
Yeah, like
there are two.
Oh, are there?
Yeah, like it's not anxiety-inducing. It's
no,
shocking.
I watched the trailer. That's so not. I would just have an actual meltdown.
Okay, well, you're gonna love the next thing that I've been watching.
What is that?
I started watching Luther.
Oh, no, not for me. Have you watched Luther, Carrie?
Yes,
Carrie's fully involved in this episode now, by the way.
I watch a lot of TV.
And we're really in your genre of TV, which is...
Yeah.
How would you describe that?
Scary.
Do you know what I... Yeah, I love true crime. I love crime.
All the crimes,
all the murders. Luther, I kept seeing people on Instagram being like, how can I sleep?
I haven't watched the newest series. It's worth stressing that, because I feel like I'm still very behind, but... I think I must have watched the first series before, because I kept remembering things, but it was just, oh, I was just like, oh, it's really nasty. Like, you wouldn't like it.
No, it's absolutely not for me. Your verdict, Carrie?
Do you know, I can't say the last season, the latest one that just finished recently, was my favourite. I think the thing I found most entertaining about it was spotting places in London that I knew.
Oh yeah, Joe is the worst for this. Like, if we're watching something on TV that's set in London, what were you watching the other night? And he literally was just like,
this is what Jack does. And he's like, oh, that's so-and-so. And I'm like, no,
and
it's
I was
not.
Like,
no, it's not.
And I was like, why don't you just watch? Be like, he'll pause something.
Preoccupied.
And he's like miles away. And he's like, oh, that's the crossing between, you know, Regent Street and Oxford Street. And I'm like, okay.
Thanks for your input.
I mean, I get that satisfaction as well. God knows I do, but no, Joe would love doing that as well, like location bingo.
See, where, I don't know if this is giving anything away, I don't think it is, where a murderer was in this was around the corner from my old house. Oh, and I was like, that's pretty mad. I walk past that house all the time.
Mm. Oh,
indeed. No, absolutely not for me. I've got goose pimples in a bad way just thinking about watching Luther.
Okay. No. Yeah, there's one particular episode that I think people have a problem with where there's a man under a bed.
Oh, no. Let's move on.
I mean, in fairness, the bed I'm next to, you can't fit anything under it.
Can we please
move shuffling on. Other TV that I've watched, the rest of films, I watched the Torvald and Dean drama.
Oh, loved that. Loved it. This is how silly I can be sometimes. I saw the trailer, but thought it was for like a film that was coming out in the cinema.
Oh my God.
And I was like, Jack, I think also, one of the TV channels has done a thing on Torvald and Dean. I was like, how funny that they're both coming out at once. And he was like, no.
That's the same thing.
I loved that.
I really loved it. I love they showed the Bolero in full.
Oh, it was fabulous.
Oh, it was... Oh, like I've been listening to the Bolero song and just sitting on my floor, bending backwards.
Have we had this discussion? I hate ice skating. I hate it.
I feel like that's a conversation we've had. Not on the podcast.
Yeah, I absolutely hate ice skating.
You hate ice skating too.
I do hate ice skating.
I've got a phobia of it. I think someone's going to slice my fingers off.
I don't have a phobia. I just don't see the point in going round in a circle, avoiding small children that are kind of, you know, rushing into my feet. Like, I don't know. I don't see why.
Yeah, no, it's not for me. How do you feel? Where do you stand?
I don't mind doing it. I wouldn't rush to do it. If it was like, oh, would you rather sit and watch telly or go ice skating? I'd be like,
I think by like the judge of this podcast, I think if anybody has to do most things or watch telly, our answer would be, we'll watch telly.
That is true. I mean, I don't mind ice skating. I think after your second lap, it can get a bit repetitive unless you get the hang of it.
No, I had 6 weeks of ice skating lessons at school. It was like an option at PE.
Stop it!
And I did not go to a posh school, so it wasn't like that. But for some reason, they were like, ice skating. I was like, yeah, that sounds less worse than PE. No, I'd rather do PE because I didn't leave the side in 6 weeks.
I would have loved that. I would really fancy myself as a Jane Torvald.
Well, I thought the costumes were fantastic.
Oh yeah, sometimes I just think like, oh, I need a shiny pair of tights and a leotard and I'm there.
Yeah, no, do it. I'm into it. I'll come and cheer you on. And then I got like heavily into researching them afterwards.
Oh yeah.
And I think apparently they did have a snog.
Oh yeah,
And then that was it.
I do find it surprising they're not together. Yeah. But maybe that's just because I'm just. No, like, I think he's can't be platonic.
What does that say about us? He's had a couple of wives, I think.
Oh.
But yeah, they had a snog and just moved on.
Wow, good for them.
What was it on? Was it on Channel 3?
ITV.
Channel 3.
is that a thing?
maybe the 70s.
Channel 3.
We've actually transported back to the 70s.
We've got Channel 1, Channel 2, Channel 3.
It is 3. The third channel.
Well, you're not wrong. It is ITV.
It's Channel 3. Well, now I'm going to tell you something else I've been watching.
Go on, then.
I have been, Grace and Frankie, the new series, watched it, done it, finished. My mini review is I didn't think, since neither of you have watched it, I didn't think it was as good as other series, and I thought Frankie in particular like did some weird stuff that was just out of character. For if anybody that's watched it will understand, you're both staring at me like, what is she saying?
Yeah.
But there was a wedding in it, and they just had the best glassware, and I couldn't stop staring at it.
Biggest takeaway from the series.
From the entire episode. Because me and Liv were going to do a whole wedding podcast, but we keep talking about it.
Which, like, we will.
No, I know. Let's... we will. It's fine.
Oh, I thought you were getting rid of it. It's next week, by the way.
But we're going to talk about all these things to do with weddings. And I keep arguing with myself about how much I want to spend on glass hire and cutlery hire. And during this episode of Grace and Frankie, I couldn't take my eyes off the glassware. It was exquisite.
It makes you realise, doesn't it, like, how much focus you put on it when you want to and how little focus you can put on it when you don't actually care. Because you're like, it's not care. What was your glassware like, Kerry?
What was your glassware like at your wedding?
Do you remember?
Not a clue.
Yeah, no,
okay,
it's fine.
Perfect, that says it all.
And then the current thing that I am binge-watching after Brooklyn Nine-Nine, because basically what happened was I finished Brooklyn Nine-Nine, then binge-watched Sex Education and then was High and Dry. I was like, I don't know what to watch now. And then somebody, quite a few people suggested The Good Place, which is made by the same people as Brooklyn Nine-Nine. And I'm on series 3. We've watched pretty much 3 series nearly in less than a week. It's embarrassing.
Is it really good?
It's mind-blowing. Like, they just, like, tear up the plot line. Have you seen it?
I've seen the first season.
Yeah, but if you watch season 3, it's nothing like season 1.
Right.
Like, it's... you just literally, like, your jaw's on the floor. It's not quite Game of Thrones-esque, as in they kill people off, like that kind of surprise.
Is it really gripping then?
Yeah, because it's really fast-paced. It's like a 22-minute episode.
Okay.
And it's really good. And Jumeirah Jamil's in it, and I've never seen her act. And at first, her character, you're like, no, I can't watch this, and because you think it's quite annoying, and because she's terribly posh. And then you really get into it, and there's Ted Danson as well, which... it's really good. I'd suggest watching it. 22 minutes an episode. And
yeah, that's like, you can do 2 in an hour. You can do 3 in an hour.
You can do 3 in an hour. I've literally, actually.
Just over an
just
hour.
Over. But we are cruising through that. And then after that, I might have to get a hobby that isn't watching TV. Because it's intense.
Wait till you hear my recommendations.
What else you got?
So, last TV show I've got is Flirty Dancing.
I was hoping you'd give me the highlights. No, I've not had a chance to watch it, but I knew you'd tell me everything I needed to know.
So all clue was in the name. I was like dating shows, dancing, the play on words of dirty dancing. I was like, everything.
Ding, ding, ding.
Sings to me. So I've only watched one episode, but I really liked it. But me and Joe kind of got quite into it to the point where we're like, where can this go? Like, what is going on?
So what happens? How many couples?
So basically, there's a couple, there'll be, like, I think it's like 2 or 3 couples an episode. Mm. But basically, they both get trained to be like, to dance this certain dance, like choreograph this dance. And they're both taught it with a different partner. And then they're put in like a location and they dance it together. And that's their first meeting.
Oh, no.
So basically, like, it might start with, like, the man behind the woman. And he will come up to her and then maybe put his hands on her hips.
Oh, I can tell by Carrie's face as well. That is mine and Carrie's idea of the worst nightmare.
For example, she might then spin it around.
Oh, no.
No. And then have to continue this dance.
Do they make it through the dance?
I've only ever seen people that have made it through the dance. But and then, like, I think it's on in about 40 minutes, so you can definitely watch it.
Just, fabulous.
But, like, it's just like such a bizarre thing, and you always feel like you're there watching because you're just like, this is so weird.
And then do you have any, like, what happens afterwards? Do you
I think
see
they go on a date afterwards, but then, like, they kind of, like, yeah, have another, like, drinks where they kind of, like, go, oh, so hi, my name's Barry, and I'm like, I'm a teacher, but, you know. And then they
so
kind
odd.
Yeah, it's
so
odd,
peculiar,
but, like,
but gripping.
I love an odd premise.
Do you know what? I'm really up for watching that in 38 minutes.
Yeah, I know. So
I specifically want a man that doesn't dance. Oh, I think I don't find it attractive.
Oh, really?
100%.
Harry, by the way, is just throwing a whole new dimension into this podcast.
It's nice to have a different perspective, because I mean, you'd be like, oh, wouldn't you love a man that could dance?
I couldn't not think of anything better than a man that could dance.
Miguel starts, that's my husband, Miguel starts wiggling his shoulders. Stop. Straight away, stop. Not attractive.
No,
absolutely,
but what about if he could, you know, pull out a dance like John Travolta?
Oh, yeah. And, like, properly control the dance. Or, like, spin you round.
Yeah.
Would you like
Patrick
that?
Swayze.
Yeah,
yes,
like, throw
for
you
me.
In the air.
No, I don't find
when
it
when they
attractive.
Go in and yeah, like, it's like, I'm a love man. Da da da.
A bit of hip, you know?
Yeah, do you even know what we're doing?
I have seen dirty
like
dancing,
this.
Yes. I have.
But not for you.
No, not for me, I'm afraid.
Patrick Swayze and Dirty Dancing, I know.
Oh, every day of the week.
As my friend would say, on the hour, every hour.
On the hour, every hour.
Interesting. No. Controversial. It's nice to have different opinions
but
on the podcast.
I respect it.
Yeah, we both respect your opinion. I can't wait for you to get to the end of your list.
Okay, I've got 5 films coming up.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you believe it? Since Christmas, I've watched 5 films. I didn't watch 5 films all of last year.
I think we should ban telly talk next
week. I watched Mamma Mia 5 times, let alone. Yeah, and I'll be quick because I feel like I've literally spoken about telly for 20 minutes.
No, it's fine.
And then what I got up to, it's literally been like Liv talks about telly and herself.
Go on.
Okay, first thing I watched was Mary Poppins.
Loved it.
Really, really
took me a while to get into it, though.
Yeah, I agree.
I think you've got to go in... And you just forget about the other Mary Poppins. You just got to forget about it.
Yeah, I think if you're comparing it,
yeah,
very
my
experience.
My bit the turning point was, I can't remember the song now, and people are going to be screaming at me. But when they go into the pottery world, and then they're on the stage, do you know which one I mean?
I've never seen Mary Poppins.
This isn't Mary Poppins. This is Mary Poppins. What is
it?
I've not seen Mary Poppins 2. It's not called Mary Poppins 2.
The Return.
The Return of Mary Poppins. Mary Poppins comes back.
Right, hang on.
I've not seen either of them.
Mary Poppins Returns.
Where's she been? Mary Poppins.
Yeah, Mary Poppins Returns, not Mary Poppins 2.
And you're looking for the pottery song now.
The pottery song, yes. Right, hang on. 2 moments. The Royal Dalton Music Hall. Oh, a cover is not the book. That was the turning point for me.
It's all like the guy. Who's the guy that plays? Is it Jack? Very like.
Oh, when Bert came out. I got a bit welled up at the end there.
Know.
Can you believe it? 90, what is he, 96 and dancing on that table?
Oh, really good.
Did he do the accent?
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
He was literally... it any better than the first time?
I mean, he's 96 years old.
We'll let it slide.
Yeah.
We'll let
and then my other great song that I'm just trying to double check is Trip a Little Light Fantastic.
Oh, yeah, Trip a Little Light Fantastic with me.
I'm surprised you've not been singing it more, to be honest.
I think because I've only listened to it once, sometimes it takes me a couple of times and then like a light switch goes off. And
you
then...
are incredible at remembering songs. It's a real skill of yours.
It's the biggest compliment. You both paid it to me, actually, over the years.
Yeah, no, it is unbelievable.
No, I do. I love a song. I'm still listening to Bohemian Rhapsody soundtrack, aka Queen. So I feel like I'm still stuck there, but give it a few months.
Yeah, we all need to move on. I can't stop, to be honest.
No, I really can't.
What's after Mary Poppins?
So, I don't know. I've watched two other, like, kind of, you know, awards season films. First being The Favourite.
Yeah, I need to get to the cinema to watch it. What was it like? Because, what's that other one called? The Lobster? What is it called?
Yeah, The Lobster.
Yeah, absolutely not what I signed up for.
The director, Yorgos, has quite a distinctive directing style, according to Joe. So, it was like he directed The Lobster, and I think they are quite subjective films. Like, it's a real taste, an acquired taste. I really enjoyed it.
I loved it.
I thought it was really, like, it was a really nice take on a period drama.
It was fun,
and it was dark, and it was very, very dry. It's a very love-hate film. I've spoken to some people that are like, did not love it.
Yeah, because I think The Lobster, because I think what you said is, like, it was a fun film, whereas I don't think The Lobster was fun. I think The Lobster was dark, and...
Whereas I think you'd appreciate The Favourite for, like, Olivia, the characters...
The cast is so strong.
And they're all brilliant. Like, Olivia Colman is just this really, like, hilariously pathetic kind of flamboyant character that you can't help... pathetic. That you just can't help but feel really charmed by. And I think,
but it was such a sad performance at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, she had lots of sides to her. It was really interesting.
Yeah, but...
And kind of probably the first time I've seen a character like that,
yeah.
If that makes sense. Just felt like a person.
Yeah, like, she felt really, like, despite all these different flaws, like, she felt very real and very, like, authentic, and it didn't feel like she was just putting on this... I don't know if it seemed like it was. She was so well cast.
I just think it was amazing to see a film fronted by three women where men were just not really a
supporting
part of it. You know?
Yeah.
And if they were, they were kind of like fairly frivolous and not important at all. Because all the power was held by the women in this show.
Enormously.
Oh, I can't wait now, because it was that period of time, and I think we'd basically cashed in all our babysitting checks over Christmas, and I was like, Mary Poppins or The Favourite. It was just
a very
tricky.
Different film.
No, I know, and then I didn't really want to choose between them, but we only had like one babysitting chip really left.
Yeah, I think it's very worth seeing, mm-hmm. especially before like all the awards, because then you can kind of be like, I think they deserve to win, because you... I don't know. I like getting that context sometimes.
Yeah, no, I need to watch it. I need to watch it.
Yeah, but I really, really enjoyed that. The other film that I saw is Beautiful Boy, which I loved, with Steve Carell and Timothy Chalamet.
Oh, I've not seen that.
Have you not seen it? Like the trailer?
No, this is what I mean. I wanted to go and see that again, but Mary Poppins won. I had one film token, and I picked Mary Poppins. I feel it was wasted.
Beautiful Boy is... incredible. I'd seen posters and I'd heard like the soundtrack was really good, and I was just like, oh, that sounds good. And then Joe's sister Molly was like, we should go and watch it. And I kind of just was like,
hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh.
Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Yeah, let's go. I didn't really kind of think about it too much. I love Steve Carell, love Timothy, like both to the moon and back. But it was such a beautifully acted, quite harrowing performance at times. But basically, it's about a father and son relationship, and the son is a meth addict. And it's just about their relationship and his life. And it's set over quite a small period of time, like maybe five. I mean, you see snaps when he was a child, but over maybe 5 or 6 years. But it is just so captivating. It feels very real. And it's based on a book, so it's all real. It's based on, I can't remember the actual name of the guy it's based on, unfortunately. But it's based on a real life story. So,
oh, I'll add that one to the list. This time of year is just the best.
Oh,
films.
It's so good. And I always sometimes, if I don't see the ones that are really like well reviewed, I always regret it, because then I'm like, I feel like this time of year when it's like dark outside and miserable, it's such a nice time to go to the cinema and then almost see something and then be part of this conversation, which is everyone's talking about films and they're like, oh, the Oscars, all the BAFTAs.
Oh, I mean, obviously, I don't wish for a time without June, but my friend said, you know, enjoy going to the cinema while you can. And I was like, seething when people say that, but it is, we just used to go to cinema at the drop of a hat, whereas now I think we're going to have to start going when she's at nursery, which feels a little bit indulgent.
Daytime cinema trips are the best, though. I've got two more films. Can I quickly?
Yeah, I've got one more after this.
Oh, my God. So I finally watched Black Klansman.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
What did you think? Film.
Really, really enjoyed it. I got really into it. I was on the plane, and do you know what? It's testament to this. I didn't fall asleep.
Well done. I mean, that is a testament to any film, even in the cinema.
And I fell asleep during Mamma Mia 2 on the plane, so.
Wow.
I know.
Not very loyal now, are you?
I know, but I really enjoyed it. It was just such a brilliant, brilliant story. Like, the cast are amazing, and John David Washington, who is the lead role in this, is exceptionally cool. It's such, like you said when you touched on it before, I won't go over everything you've already said, because when you watched it before you articulated it perfectly, but it's such an important film. So, like, just the, like, there's so many elements that are very cool, like just a really cool but very, very important film with a really, really important message.
Again, it's another one based on a true story, so.
Yeah. Really? See, I didn't realise that. Yeah.
This is why Carrie should be here at all times. She can fact check for us. But I just think the ending just like gives you like just a massive punch in the stomach. It's like, it's 2019. How far have we come?
Yeah.
And it kind of, I don't know, it made me despair.
Yeah.
Quite a lot. Another film, actually, just while we're kind of touching on race, another film that me and Jack went to the cinema, it came out on the 1st. We had one more. Like,
you did have,
well, no, but it's
tokens.
February now, so okay. Our tokens are, you know,
renewed.
And we went to see Green Book, which is okay. Based loosely on a true story, but I don't know, I just feel now with with cinema in general, they but you know, people who make films know that a true story really kind of does well, and it was said loosely based on a true story, so but there are pictures of the two characters at the end and the rest of their life, so I don't know how much kind of creative liability they've taken, but it's based on a jazz pianist called Don Shirley, and he basically needs to tour the Deep South, and he's a Black musician, but classical musician, and he needs a driver. He doesn't need any driver. He needs a driver who can get him through the Deep South. This is it's set in the 1960s, really safely. So he hires Tony Belonga, who is not a member of the mafia, but kind of, you know, he's a bouncer at the Copacabana. It's quite interesting, and it's about their relationship basically and how different they are, but their kind of common themes. But the Green Book, and I can't believe I've never heard of it before, but if you were Black and you were traveling in the 60s, the Green Book was the places that you stayed. So the driver was white, so he stayed in separate accommodation. Sometimes they could stay in the same place, but it just the cover of the book says, you know, if you want to travel safely. And it's just, it's just unbelievable that was not even that long ago. And the pianist is classically trained. And I think his motivations for going on this tour, because the guy who's driving him is like, why are you doing this? Like, you don't need to be doing this, because he gets into a few scuffles here and there. And I think his mission was, he just wanted to paint, break stereotypes down, basically. And he also felt so removed from his culture. It's a really great film, and I really recommend watching it.
That sounds amazing.
I don't feel like I've explained it at all, but I'm really trying not to give the plot line away, and it's really, really good.
But I feel like with films, especially this summer, you can see a title and it can be so, like, you can either think, oh, I desperately want to see it, or like, no.
The Green Book, it meant nothing to me.
And that's the thing, it can be, to the untrained eye, really ambiguous. But when, like, that's the thing, you hear about the whole story and narrative behind it, and you're like, God, what? Of course I want to watch it.
Yeah, and I think as well, hopefully me and Carrie's going to talk about this, but we're going to talk about something that's been popular on Netflix recently, and I just think it's nice to be telling other stories, not retelling the same stories.
Yeah.
In fact, let's talk about it now. You've got one more film left after this, and actually that's going to... because I know what film it is, and quite frankly, we need to finish on that, otherwise we'll never finish, and I want to talk about it a lot.
Okay.
But we were talking about the Ted Bundy tapes on Netflix. I mean, I wish there was a Hide option on Netflix. Firstly, why are you suggesting it to me? Can we go through my feed and see that I've watched Never Been Kissed, Grace and Frankie, all of Richard Curtis's films? Stop suggesting it. But I think you made a really interesting point earlier, Carrie.
You know, it's kind of hard to avoid at the moment, isn't it? Because obviously true crime is just massive right now, and it's had so much success. I think after Serial, the podcast, that kind of was the beginning of this, like, resurgence of true crime, and now all of a sudden everyone's fascinated with it. So Netflix are really, really pushing it at the moment. So many documentaries. This Ted Bundy one that just came out, I just don't really get it. I watched an episode and I thought, you know what, that's enough for me, because I don't really need to hear from this guy.
Yeah, why are we giving him a platform?
No, so it's an interesting one, because he never really admitted to his murders right up until right at the end, the murders that he committed. And it's him talking kind of in third person about the murders that he committed. Why are we giving this guy a platform
I don't get it.
That's really strange.
Like, surely I feel like we hear a lot from the same serial killers. Like, obviously there's a Quentin Tarantino, Charles Manson film coming out, and I just, why are we telling that story again? Like,
we know it, we know the facts. Like, this, there was no new information.
Yeah, it's like it's a heartbreaking story, you know, that because I mean, there's a lot of issues with that casting anyway. It's not a diverse cast. And then Margot Robbie came out as Sharon Tate, and I just think, can we stop dredging this heartbreaking past up of what happened to her? And it's just, I have read quite a few things about how it's kind of quite race related, because, you know, if these serial killers were black, would we keep be talking about it? Like, why are we glamorizing?
Yeah, I was going to say these white
is. It's
happening a lot with Ted Bundy. There's a lot about him being this attractive, charismatic guy. He's not that great looking. I mean, I think it's just in comparison to, say, John Wayne Gacy, you know, who was this guy that literally dressed up as a clown. Slightly more attractive than than him, but it's, you know,
he preyed on the vulnerable, and I think
he's still a serial killer, guys. Like, hello.
I think it's interesting because you like true crime, and I've never liked it. So I've actually wanted to speak to somebody who likes crime to see what likes crime. Well, you don't like crime. Carrie obeys the law.
No, but it's a really interesting one, because I'll listen to something. I like learning. I like learning when I'm watching these kind of things. And from that, I wasn't getting any new information, anything that wasn't already released, or, you know, it's just giving him a platform to talk and having some people talk about his potential and how great he could have been.
Yeah, that was weird.
So weirdly indulgent for someone that's just like, you're a really bad person.
Yeah.
Like, why are you still being given that glory? Like, whether it's secondhand glory or whatever it is, but you're still being given it.
Yeah, and
it's like, what he wanted.
Yeah.
You know, when he was recording with this guy, this is what he wanted.
So. And who's benefiting from this? Like, who's profiting from this? Like, who are Netflix?
That's the thing. It's like the most peculiar thing.
Yeah.
Is he still alive? I literally have...
No.
Okay,
and also, no, to mention, you said that about the Manson documentary, there's also a Ted Bundy film coming out.
Like, it's too much.
Zac Efron is playing Ted Bundy.
Yeah.
Come on, Zac.
That's what I meant about the Green Book. It's like we're telling stories about people, well, non-white people,
who deserve their stories to be told. And yet we're still telling the stories of these, like, just white criminals.
Yeah.
And glorifying them. And it's like, but, oh.
Yeah, no, it really gets me in the tears. I'm hot talking about it.
I know your fringe literally left.
I know. I've been sweeping it away manically. Something that makes me hot, but in a different way. Do tell me about the last film that's on your list.
Marking the 40th minute of Television Talk.
A lot of this will be edited out, actually, okay. So we're probably on 20 minutes.
I know. Well, we've got to hope. I know I did say there was a lot of TV, but the last thing I finally watched is Almost Famous.
My heart is beating so fast.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm emotional.
Yeah, no one can believe it. It's like it's so up my street as well, which is quite shocking.
It's beyond up your... It is your street. It's the street we live on.
It's the street that's signposted with a picket fence that says, Liv lives here.
Oh, my God. So, but it's interesting because I first watched it when I was 14. The video shop was called Choices. I remember me and my three friends went and we got it, and then I rented it. And I was like, back to get Almost Famous again.
Me. So,
and then when I watched it, at some point with Jack, you know, when you're doing the whole favourite, like these are my favourite films, I watched it back and it was incredible. But Jack pointed out a few things about like how the drug taking was very romantic, like because they were smoking weed.
Yeah.
And he like pointed out a few things and I was like, how dare you?
How?
And then I was like, oh, he kind of has a point. It didn't ruin it for me, but yeah. I just wonder, like, looking at it now, because it is quite a few years old, you felt.
I feel like, in a way, I watched it with, like, a bias, because do you remember everyone's like, you're going to love this film. So you kind of watch it I wasn't watching it from a cynical point of view in any stretch of the imagination. I was watching it because Russell.
Oh, Russell Hammond. So disappointing that he doesn't look like that in real life.
I did Google him, and I was like, I mean, he's aged beautifully, like...
But you know when, like, somebody just plays a character so well.
And you're like, I like you. I felt like you are better as your character.
Yeah.
Stay as your character. Like, yes. I was just like, you look like George Harrison. And I was on this plane and I was like...
Russell Hammond.
Oh, and I was on my way to LA and I was like, do you reckon Russell Hammond's just like... Walking?
Imagine.
Oh, but and I really loved it. Like, the soundtrack. Like, just, it was a very...
I'm just going to keep repeating everything you said.
The outfit.
It was so cool.
So, you know, me and my best friend, we drove to Norway. And on the way, we went to Amsterdam. I feel like I say this, I talk about a Norway trip a lot. But, so we're in a vintage shop, and me and my friend are quite competitive when it comes to shopping. And I took my eye off the ball for 0.2 seconds... And she found the Penny Lane, you know, the Hungarian embroidered blouse, but hers is on like a see-through silk. And my friend found it. And I'm not kidding. I turned around and her hand went on the hanger just before mine. And then she bought it. And
she still got it.
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
She lives in Australia now. It's fine.
At least she's still got it. Yeah. At least it's not like she's like, but, I donated it to...
Yeah,
you know,
there's an outfit she wears, and sorry if you've not watched it, but I'm going to ruin it for you. And Russell's wife turns up, and then they ignore her in the bar.
Oh,
and the
yes.
outfit she wears in that, the like, it's almost like a peacock blue, and then the embroidered boots. Like, it's just
really cool.
Oh, and then William like goes to see her, and then Mona Lisa's and Mad Hatter's plays, and oh my God, the film. I can act that out for you word for word if you'd like.
I would love that. Maybe that'll be next week's episode. 40 minutes of us just like scripting. I'll be Russell.
Oh, and when Tiny Dancer, just the whole thing.
Oh, like,
how good is, sorry, I knew I wasn't going to let you talk. William's mum. What is
oh
where,
my God.
Where Frances McDormand?
Oh, she's really good. She's really like, and even Zooey Deschanel in it.
I know, there's some stars in that.
No one told me about this.
It's
so that's quite shouty. Sorry if I just
no that ever since you mentioned Almost Famous, it's been quite shouty, and I knew it was going to be like that. But I had the soundtrack, and it means everything to me.
I'm really glad I watched it.
Carrie, have you got any thoughts on Almost Famous?
I haven't seen it since I was that age, to be honest.
Oh, really?
I haven't rewatched.
Do rewatch.
So it's been a while.
I'll reenact it for you.
Yeah, why not?
Later on.
Yeah.
After, what is it, Flirty Dancing?
Yeah, Flirty Dancing.
Could be a late night. So that's quite a lot of telly talk.
It's a lot of telly talk. I think we should move on to shopping. Should we do that? I've not done an awful lot of shopping, which sounds really boring.
You always start off like this, and then once we unpick
absolutely right.
I've not shopped a lot, by the way.
It's tax return season, so, you know, a lot of saving.
Well, yeah, I've been shopping on hiring my accountant, if that's a...
I did buy something, didn't I?
There we go. See, didn't take long. What did you buy?
Because I don't think I've mentioned it.
Oh.
The sale dress.
Oh. Tell everyone about that.
It is a dress. It is a dress. It's by Regina Pio. Pio. I never quite pronounce it right.
Don't look at me.
Anyone? And I saw it when I went to her pop-up shop, and the full price of it is like an eye-watering £695,
yeah.
Which I think unless you've got like your wedding or like a really, really, really special occasion, I was like, that is not in one's dress budget.
Yeah, that's a lot of money, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it, like, that's something you'd pay for like maybe a designer bag or something you'd wear every day.
Hmm.
So anyway, loved it, forgot about it. So then you sent me a link to the Harvey Nichols sale, and it was there, winking at me. Still expensive, still £195.
Yeah, but that is a reduction.
But that was, like, it's still on the site for full price. That's what's worth
I feel
saying.
Like that was a fluke. Well, what I was doing, I was in the mood to shop, and, like, the sales had got me, and I think it was the first week of January, even, like, the last week in December, and I was like, I want to shop. Like, I just want to shop. So I was, like, looking on my blog shop, couldn't see anything, checked all my saved stuff. And then I went on your blog shop and I was like, well, that's nice. It's not for me. And then I was like, Liv, it's on sale.
It's on sale. And I have got an occasion to wear it now.
And then I ended up buying two flights to LA.
I mean...
it is for our honeymoon. But it was just...
That made it sound like it was our honeymoon.
Yeah, mine and Liv's. We're not going with Joe and Jack. We're going with each other.
But yeah, no, I think that was a posh dress purchase.
But it's beautiful.
It's really beautiful.
What colour is it, would you say?
It's like a very, very pale pink, kind of more like peachy than kind of dusty. But it's got these amazing, like, almost organza?
Organza, yeah.
Organza sleeves that are really, like...
dramatic.
Really dramatic. They're just big and kind of come in at the wrist and then come out again and all sorts of surprises. And the actual dress itself is quite simple. It's like a pink kind of... I can't think of the fabric. I can't quite.
It is, yeah, and but it's almost like a cotton,
cottony linen,
yeah,
kind of like it's very.
But it's quite tailored, like yeah. More tailored, and then it just has this like shoulder and like
really sheer bit across the collar, and it's beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. I'm very excited to wear it.
And where are you going to wear that, Liv?
Oh well, I'm going to the BAFTAs.
I can't wait to hear all about that.
Which
next
is shocking
week.
Because I have absolutely no involvement in. Film or television or any
you're a consumer
accolade.
Of it.
Well, judging by 50 minutes wittering on about it, yeah, but it's you know, very lucky to be going. But
so you did buy one thing.
I did buy one
anything
thing.
Else?
Yes.
Oh, look, there she goes. What else?
I bought another dress from Stingoya. Stingoya?
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you pronounced that because I bought something from them next.
And it's a blue kind of smocked... It's been quite an indulgent clothes. Normally, I wouldn't buy...
No, but this is December and January.
And
the
these
whole
are,
of.
And these are clothes for occasions, which I have. And it's like a blue... I can't even describe the fabric because it's like metallic, but almost like it could be... It looks like it should feel like a vintage metallic shirt, if that makes sense. Like almost foiled.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, it's beautiful. It's like smocked and it's got like a tiered smock dress, essentially. But it's mini.
Is it just above the knee?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that because it looks like silk on the picture, but I didn't pick up the metallic.
Yeah, and it's really beautiful and it's really like, for a smock dress, it's really quite flattering.
Yeah.
Not that
you're going to get a lot of wear out of that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Definitely. I actually bought one of their skirts, the same brand, Stein. What do you say, Stein? Goya?
I say Steen, but I just.
Or
don't
Steen
know.
Goya?
I say Steen, but I mean, please help.
Well, it's spelled Stine and then. Second word is Goya, and I got one of their skirts, which I didn't know I wanted to buy, but I went to a shop in Bath and I saw it in the flesh and it just made me so happy. It's like this daisy print.
Oh, it's
60s
really nice.
Fabric, and there's like a panel of orange daisies, a panel of yellow, and what really sold it to me, it has an elasticated waist and it has pockets. But the elasticated waist, I was like, when was the last time you saw anything with an elasticated waist?
Probably in American Apparel.
Yeah, probably. And it's actually much more flattering than probably anything I ever wore from American Apparel. But I just thought I can wear it now with boots and I can see myself wearing it loads over the summer.
Sorted.
And I don't often do an impulse purchase of that price because it was £160. It was quite a lot, but already I've worn it 3 times and I think that's at least once a week since I got it. So we'll see. I might start marking price per wear. Somebody said that you put tags on your hangers and you can actually just like mark each time you wear it, and then
I struggle to put my clothes back in my wardrobe.
Well, a tag on them.
That would happen.
Maybe you just don't take the tag off and then just put a sticker on it.
Too much work.
Yeah, it is a lot of work.
I like it in principle. The other thing that I bought, I'm just trying to have a look. A sale purchase. You know, when you've had your eye on something for ages.
Oh, the best.
And then they go in the sale, and you're like, yeah, you're for me. And it was the blue suede office boots that we've spoken about before.
Oh, they're nice.
Yeah, they went in the sale and I was like, I can justify buying a baby blue suede pair of boots.
They're Torvald and Dean to a T.
They look like ice skates,
yeah,
don't
they?
Yeah,
you need some like sparkly tights.
And me and Liv are going somewhere quite fancy next week, which we'll tell you about next week. So I thought they would go really nicely with a blue Rixo dress that I bought.
With a frock.
It arrived today and I'm in London until tomorrow, so whether I keep that
pending.
To be continued, yeah.
Dot, dot, dot.
But I mean, that is quite a lot, but I have really avoided the sales. I've been really, really good. And I've just been wearing a lot of what's in my wardrobe and just really trying to think about what I actually need versus what I want for the up and coming season.
Yeah, which actually kind of reminds me of something Pandora Sykes said, which was about buying vintage first, designer second, or investing second, and high street third.
If she wants something, that's how she kind of does the hierarchy.
Yeah, if she really wants something, that's the hierarchy, which I think is interesting. I think obviously price is a huge factor there because investing is it's not in everyone's budget, certainly not in my budget every month if I want something.
Yeah, but... and I think I've had a few conversations, I can't even remember who with now, but vintage first is a really nice idea, but again, for certain shapes and sizes, for example,
yeah.
I love vintage, but I have noticed since I am bigger than I used to be, vintage, I have to really hunt for vintage.
Yeah, that's
in
the thing.
Sizes.
I think it's a really nice thing in theory,
but
I think there's many factors that.
But I think for me, maybe I would swap that and say eBay first.
Yeah.
Because as I keep saying, I'm really into eBay. Mm. Actually, have I mentioned my new eBay shoes? No, I don't know if I have.
I don't think you've mentioned your eBay shoes.
No, I've not. They're not eBay brand, but they're completely impractical for winter. But because I've had quite a lot of TV time, sometimes if something's not gripping my attention, the old phone comes out and then I start searching on eBay. And one of the things I found was Loffler Randall.
I love how that sounds when you say sandal afterwards. Like a Loffler Randall sandal.
They should get me to be a brand ambassador, definitely. But I've been after these red suede frilled, people call them like pencil shavings, but they're a slip-on mule with a 2-inch block heel, which is my dream heel. And I've been searching for them and they were about £230 full price and I couldn't justify it. And then they went in the sale at Very, missed them. And then I found them on eBay for £70.
Sorted.
Brand new. Buy it now.
Buy it now.
Yeah, I was so happy. So a lot more eBaying.
Yeah, I think you're going to convert a lot of us.
Yeah, no, back off everyone, eBay's mine.
I'm going to be like, did you see them? Yeah, shut up.
Yeah, we haven't got the same shoe size, it's fine.
What size are your feet?
7.5.
Okay, we're fine.
Yeah, pregnancy added half a size.
Stop.
Well, actually, yeah.
Is that a thing? Your feet get bigger when you're pregnant?
Yeah, my fingers got bigger. Everything got
fingers,
bigger.
Fingers, I understand, but feet?
Yeah, feet. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a thing.
You're like...
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, I shouldn't talk about it. It's like the unspoken law that you don't talk about anything bad about pregnancy or childbirth to people that haven't had children. It is the law.
Can't wait.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's great. I recommend it to everybody.
10 out of 10 would recommend.
Yeah, my hair definitely didn't fall out after I had June either. No, it's fine.
I mean, you did have 2 fringes. You could afford to let one go.
I did have 2 fringes at one point.
Yeah, so like my baby hair.
Who did you say you looked like the other day when your fringe was particularly short? Because it's not short anymore. But...
Oh, I don't know, but that was a mistake. So
what?
I did look like Friar Tuck. So basically what happened was I was really wanting like a new year, new me look. So I went to my mum's house Liv's lost it at this point. I went to my mum's house. I was like, Mum, can you cut my fringe really short, like above my eyebrow short? And Mum was like, are you sure? Are you really sure? And I was like, yeah, yeah, Mum, do it. She did it. And I was like, I hate it. Honestly.
It was just when I saw you on Skype, you had your hair up and all I could see was a fringe.
It was so severe. It was so severe.
I was just like, I look like Friar Tuck. And I just, you were like, you're laughing because it's true. And I was like, I couldn't stop.
Thanks, friend. But yeah, my mum's face, she was like, are you sure? Are you
Your
sure?
fringe is going very quickly, though.
No, I know, thinking yeah. About it that. Looks much better. And also, I have decided I don't want to have such a long fringe because I've looked back on pictures and you can't see my eyes. But yeah.
I used to have to burn my head a fringe when I... First time around.
When it was called the fringe of it.
Yeah, no, before that, fringe number one. I had to bend it so much underneath sometimes. It was like literally having like a 50s like underpin because my fringe was so long.
Yeah, that was kind of like instead of a fringe trim, you just keep curling
keep
it under.
Keep curling it under yeah. To the point where you're like, I can't stop.
Oh, wow. Oh, anyway. Fringes, why do we do it to ourselves?
I know.
I guess admin at this point, Liv and I... Got my grammar right there, didn't I? Have mapped out the series and we are going to take breaks this year around both of our weddings.
Yes!
So we won't be doing kind of... we'll still be doing seasons just because I think both of us underestimated that we do need a bit of a break every now and again.
Yeah.
So obviously we're not just doing the podcast, we've both got blogs and newsletters and Liv's got the Insecure Girls Club. I have a small girl. I don't know if she's insecure. I hope not. She's under two. So yeah, we'll be taking breaks just before Liv's wedding and then coming back after a honeymoon. This is in like May. We don't.
Yeah, we've got loads
now.
Of time. There will be guests this series and we've got a lot of lovely things planned. A lot of lovely chats.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. Carrie, have you got any closing notes?
Do I count as a guest?
Yeah.
Well, kind of. I feel like...
There was no real introduction.
No, there wasn't. You just turned up, didn't you? And also, I kind of feel like if people knew that we had Carrie on... they'd probably want us to ask us some actual questions.
Yeah,
don't worry about
it. We've done you such a disservice here, but yeah. It was wonderful having
you.
But
if you want to check Carrie out, check her out on Instagram. She is wish, wish, wish.
Yeah, or as my nan likes to call you, wish, wish.
Yeah.
just the two.
Just wish, wish.
How is wish, wish?
Yeah, how's wish, wish?
But thanks, Carrie. Carrie's helped right. us motivate, done a bit of fact-checking and found the volume button on the microphone.
Yeah.
So we appreciate you you being here.
Yeah, tech girl. Yeah, and that I think that's a wrap for today. We have got another one coming next week, which will be about what we have a wedding chat.
Yeah. So yeah, next week's podcast is going to be all about weddings because Liv and I, the one thing we've had the most intense WhatsApp conversations during last year was both about weddings, isn't it? We've had a few meltdowns here and there.
Oh yeah.
So I think that it'd just be really good to share that process. But if you've got any questions, send them to thefringeofit@gmail.com. Obviously there's the Facebook group, which is facebook.com/groups/thefringeofit. And you can find us on Twitter, but honestly, we're not that good on Twitter, are we?
We aim to be better this year.
Yeah,
hopefully.
Yeah. Carrie's given us a talking to.
Yeah.
So thanks for listening.
Have a great week. Happy 2019.
Yeah, finally. It's February. We're sorry.
We're back.
A little bit rusty. We promise to be better. Thanks for listening. We'll speak to you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.